simples história de que nós vamos ter esse andalva na montanha, por isso nós representamos de ordem de privado a base de garam de vina de ambos sem os olhos. Whenever you have two days later, two days school, two days cook, it's leaving out Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is going to be the next Hashanah. I forgot to mention. Next Monday night is the legal holiday, so the shul is officially going to close. So rather than give everybody a hard time, we'd like to have the shul on Thursday night. Those of you father is married, so those are the chutzpah. The Gemara presented in my pleasure, Rav Rabbi, who lived during the period when they still used to declare the Shchemish Ati Ha'ir. The Yehudim would come and say, saw that before the new moon and the desert would be turning, whether the month should have 30 days or 29 days, whether it was 30 on the 30th day and the 31st day. The Rashi interprets that the core of the Machlokes, the key to the Machlokes, and the Kudus Machlokes, between Rav and Abbasi is, what is the nature of Yom Kippur Shal Goliath in Man Shikich Yom Kippur? Is it a minute? Or is it a Sakonic Rabbon? What's an Askelina? So one Askelina we learned was whether you should say Rabbon between the first day and the second day. It is the second day Yom Kippur is the real Yom Kippur Rabbon, so the first day is Yom Kippur, and after the second day is the real Yom Kippur Rabbon, so don't say Rabbon. You're not going down. Isn't that the second day is only the Rabbon? You're still going down, and the first day is going to the right, the second day is only the Rabbon? No. How does this happen? Don't go right to sitting there going down. It's over. It's the position of the second day Yom Tov. There's only a minhag. Then it's really cold. And then I tell them, the Rabban, the Yisrael, I think it's really cold. And then down from Yom Tov to cold. And then you should see up there. Then the other Nachtimina was that the Beis Hashanah to be the Asur of the That is, the Beis Hashanah to be Asur of the Zanim Buxi, Kolon. So how do you on that day? And as soon as Yom Tov is over, then the Beis is no more enough. It's humidity. So the question was, what if you have 2 days Yom Tov in a row? Foot flowers, whatever is mukhs on the first day, would it be made mukhs, based on Shinov on the first day, would it be mukhs on the second? Please accept the day Yom Tov in foot flowers, is on the middle of Rabbanon. But then the Gemara assumes that there's no hamshah between the first day and the second day. It's not going to be on the continuum, it's state solution, it's not through Shachar, and all the together would be with the rest of the day. If you hold, if you take the Yom Tov, it's a real Sachan Rabbanon. Then we say, it's a hamshah of the Kedusha on the first day, and Grisha Achaz said in the Beis Hashanah that was the mix on the first and then mix on the second. And then the third opportunity the Mar-Gay was, it's a Rashi interpretation. What if you have, you come to a period of time where the reason for the Takonim no longer flows? So if it's the Takonim of Rabbanah and then you have a principle of Gavashi and Bindu and Sahib and Achaz and Tila, even though the Hakonim instituted the Takonim for each next, three reasons. And you come to a generation, you come to a time where you see where the melody uses applies, so that's the one the next step, but it's going to get to it, it's going to be a minion, self minion, like a lot here. So it's a kind of the rabbi, even though the reason the woman applies, it's a kind of still applies. And so you have a later day, you can feel that a kind. But if it's a minhag, then you need to do this for a specific reason. Now the reason the woman applies, then it's just for the fun. There's no woman any obligation to observe that minhag. That's how Rashi interprets the next piece of the law that we're up to now.
If you say one was born and one was not, wouldn't one be the opinion that you either obligated to eat the Pesach Matzah more together or it's optional. If you choose to, you commit it to you offer. If you get it, if you choose you can eat them more separately. There's other comments in the end of 7. Even a country, you don't deserve it either. You have to, you commit it to eat them. Together, that's only the manish, the family to show you Tayyom, so they used to eat quite a bit. So the obligation to eat more was a difficult obligation. Because the mitzvah to eat more doesn't apply to the man as any other. It's only the rabbanon. More is only in conjunction with the covenant. Not that God is not as even the Nasorah, even though there's no problem there. So let's dispute them anymore. What if you mean is that Master says, don't call them the Rabbanah.
Because Mark was wrong in that term in conjunction with the commentator. But we don't accept that opinion anymore in fact, and that's it. And Mark is my answer, because there's an additional process that indicates that the Rebbe Mark will step up, that the Rebbe Mark is unrelated to commentator. But Moral is only in conjunction with the commentator. So that's what Moral is not a good idea about. Moral is even if you think that's hero, if you're committed to eat, Mark and Moral together, you're not going to do them together, but the Rebbe Mark wouldn't be able to, because the Moral is only a good idea. And the Master is going to not say it, if you leave Mark and Moral together, the Mr. Rebbe Mark will be the Rebbe Mark. Yeah, that's a special thing. That's just something like that.
Part of the question you said that the Rebbe Mark will be the Rebbe Mark.
And the many fall away.
And the important thing to hold that the original idea of making the second adjustment when the change of brother is committed, and what was shown in the past? So what was the answer? So the base then comes all the other stuff to follow that story and we shared about the two. And the whole thing is in the name.
The second wide line, and back down on the base. The end of the second wide line. I'm ready, Zayla. Let's go back a little. We didn't learn so much last week. And the narrow line, the very little in the text of the Gemara, we discussed a lot. Inside the Gemara, we read very little. So the Gemara has on the narrow line, before they become like Ismar, stay on the finish of the Gemara. I know that the Gemara territory is there, because last thing, that the 2 days, the young person put the lawyer to straight to the issue, so we saw. Now that he says, no, but it's there, after it goes there, then it's Kedusha Acha. Right? So now that on the second white line, the end of the second white line, on the other couple of days, the Ravasi is started. It makes no sense that Ravasi is correct. That what? No, but it's there, after it goes there, that it is Kedusha Acha. And Rashi don't go to that means, Kedusha Acha means that it's a Takon de Rabbama. It is not a Minho. That says that the other Shem Shal Gomi is not that the end of the third is there, that it's We know exactly where Yom Tov is, so why in the world do we still continue to observe Yom Tov Sheni Shel Gomi? If it's only a minute, it should have fallen across by itself a minute. So the reason for the minute is that we don't know what Yom Tov is. So the reason doesn't apply to their minute shouldn't apply to it. Must be, because in the Shreya, I mean, we still practice the observance of 2 days Yom Tov, there must be that Yom Tov Sheni Shel Gomi is a real Tachan of Rabbah. The real Tachan of Rabbah, then Rabbah is there, then nobody is there, I feel it with it. So that should be the Maskana, so the Maskana says, no, I'm Rabbaye, Abai this is the Rabbaye, this is the Maskana, Kabbat is the Rav Mitzvah, Rav is more correct. Now, Abai introduces a new idea, this is the idea that we always are used to from the very beginning, when we had to discuss Yom Tov Sheni Shel Gomi, whether the 2 days Yom Tov in a row, I treat it as one man, Bishop Sayyid, Yom Arifah, two separate days, we never learned like Rashi learned in the Gemara that the issue hinges on whether it's a minute that's in the Rabbana. He never said that. We just don't get it. Yom Tov Sheni Shel Gomi says in the Rabbana, no? Everybody always thinks, Yom Tov Sheni Shel Gomi is a minute. Everybody thinks it's a Takon of the Rabbana. If it were a minute, then it's one movement on the religion. They should have always been already Takon of the Rabbana. They don't like the Rabbana. The Rabbana and Rabbana also don't like. The Rabbana we always assume it. Yom Tov Sheni Shel Gomi is a real Takon of the Rabbana. And still we understood that even though it's a Takon of the Rabbana, you wouldn't say they're not Yisrael. Only Rosh Hashanah everybody knows Yom HaYisrael. 2 days Yom HaYisrael, not Yom HaYisrael. Why? Because the reason for the Takana de Rabbanon was that you have to treat it like the strength of the other. Maybe yesterday's Yom HaYisrael, maybe today's Yom HaYisrael. So how can you say that? No, but the basis, you know, on the first day, the Muktzah on that day, and on this day. That's impossible. Yom HaYisrael's Pesach is only one day. The first thing I'm missing is Yom HaYisrael. If you don't know whether yesterday or today, So the mantra is yesterday was Yom Tov, then today is Kalamari. It's not going to be Moksha. And if today is Yom Tov, such a great Yishun over there is Yom Tov. It can't be. It's impossible that no one does that there. That's when our body comes up now. Body wakes up and he says, Yom Tov, that's a mission easy. Forget about the dispute that we were discussing all along with the three Nakhdinis. The major issue that they disputed was whether Yom Tov changed our government. That was when they didn't show the room, like this. Soon as they got the little Hashem. That is, if I come about down there a minute, with the three Nakhdinis, with Goran, with the whole Hajjajah, he says, forget that all that, even if you should expect that it's a Takana de Abonan, it still cannot be that Yom Kippur has Shabbi Akur over there. It's only one day Yom Kippur, so either one day it's Kodesh or the other is Kodesh. It can't be that both of them. You have to say Yom Kippur is there, the parents is there. That's what Abai is saying. Kabbat is the Rav Mishtapa that Yom Kippur is there, the parents is there. For different reasons, this man, because we have a mission of Rosh Hashanah. For Rosh Hashanah, I am a team of two eyes. So originally when the blessing would be clear, when the Shkodesh was, so these great torches. I should quote that the Yom Ha'atzilut is a biblical reverse of torches. And the days of the Mishnah, the days of the Gemara, but not as I never used such a thing for biblical reasons. But in Tanakh, the Yom Ha'atzilut means torches, it means barakah. So they used to give signals whenever they were declared on the Shkodesh, so they would give these signals, so within an hour's time, all the Jews all over the world would know in the middle of the night that that night was the Shkodesh. But then you should feel Kulah HaKut saying, no, they didn't sound like the Rabban and the Persian Rabban. Started to make bonfires in the middle of the night on the day that wasn't the Shkodesh, because they wanted to declare Shkodesh on a different day, so the system of the fires stopped working, the Rabban is not going to be effective anymore, because the white guys are going to make fires whenever they want. So the Chachamim instituted a new thing, you know, they made a Chachamim, Shushluch and Yosef. Instituted that they should send messages to notify everybody when Yom Kippur. The Rebbe lives in a community where the Shluchim will not be in before Yom Kippur, the Shliach family told him to face up, and before Sukkot, when the Shredish was exactly, so they only had one by Yom Kippur. Those that were further away from Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim is where the Bezna government used to be killed by the Shredish. Those that were further away, the Shluchim didn't have an opportunity to reach that far yet, so they had to have both 2 days Yom Kippur. So secretly, it's the whole issue of 2 days Yom Kippur is the current state of the Yom Kippur. Is it yesterday? Is it today? And if you look close enough to Yerushalayim and there's no chutzpah, it's a chutzpah. It's not an issue. Heaven is a chutzpah. That's how I say Machkidish is well. And when he's a chutzpah, lives in the tomb of the Eretz HaAmin, he lives so far away from the Yoni HaKdushas that he cannot absorb in one day of a crazy youngster that he's supposed to absorb. You can't stop doing that. You have to chutzpah 2 days younger than the hope that maybe you'll be able to have. Right, maybe you'd be able to absorb in 2 days. The chutzpah that a Jew should be able to gain from observing Yom Kippur and Eretz Yisrael for 1 day. I wish they took the issue from. But the Gemara doesn't say like that. That it's Eretz Yisrael that it's chutzpah. The Gemara says that it's always in the salvation. In chutzpah, it's always in the salvation of Eretz Yisrael. So the Shluchim weren't Magiyim. So they didn't know when Yom Kippur was and it was taken. Yeah, they were living in chutzpah close to the Yerushalayim. So they knew when Yom Kippur was and they only observed 1 day Yom Kippur. We only deserve one thing, as we mentioned earlier, that there's a month, this Gemara goes, this month shall have a mitzvah, and the Chachayim shall be earlier. So the whole issue of observing for the Yom was simply say for the earth. This man is there, but the Gemara is going to say later. That is no longer going to say for the earth, but we still observe for the Yom, because now this man is there from our place. Whether the observance of 1 day Yom versus 2 day Yom depends on how it's observed versus Chutzpah, that's the opinion of the Rizvah in Rosh Hashanah. Or no, the Rambam says no, the Jericho originally, this man should teach up the earlier 2 days went by there, the 2 days of Hulah Shem when they established the calendar. They didn't, the cutoff point wasn't there to serve as Chutzpah, wasn't that in all of our service, we have 1 day answer for all of Chutzpah to serve 2 days. They can see it in, what do you call it, Kiryat Shmona, further away, Kiryat Shmona north, and Ashdod, I guess, and other, Iraq, in the south, is further away from Yerushalayim, and then, so, yes, yeah, they are much. The parts of Chutzpah are much closer. So the Rambam, like the Jericho, originally this man should teach up here. It didn't depend whether you lived in a circle, so it depends how close you were. So whether the Shulchan or Magi or not. But the Rambam says this man is there also. That we observe 2 days Jericho and Chutzpah, but that's for not 1 day. It doesn't depend on a circle, Chutzpah. The distant part of that is only observed, you have to observe 2 days Jericho. And then of course, parts of Chutzpah are only observed 1 day Jericho. And the miracle of them today is not so. The miracle of them is like they were. that it was brought by the Rosh Hashanah, that that whole distinction between Hakot Yerah, Hakot Yerah, that was only the Masha Kitchnoff, the Aliyah, and the idea that seven, 2 days on the Torah is taken again. He didn't know whether it's yesterday or today. So if the Shluchim reach your area, so there's no traffic. If you live far away, then there is a traffic. So the man of them, nothing is taken to the end. So what do we observe in the end of the Shemesh of Volume 4? So the Gemara asks why. The Gemara says, we're afraid of different things. We're afraid of Indian sometimes from the third line of the Bible. Sometimes go through Hamalth as Zera. Sometimes the Benshi government will declare a Zera against the Jews that they shouldn't go to Zera. They shouldn't print Jewish calendars. They don't know when John is supposed to be. But they will be observing Pesach, Shmuel, Sukkot, and Rosh Hashanah, whatever, on the wrong day. So be one day off. The time will serve 2 days, and the summer there won't be 2 days off. It'll only be one day off. So for 2 days, they'll be safe. So the question is, the Maposha that Kovir, if that's the reason for the terms of 2 days Yonter, so why does it make a difference for the living air to fill and the river to flow? So some type of say, that is not aware that the reason why one should observe 2 days Yonter is because the possibility of the mouth of the shore or making his day against the Jewish observance of Mitzvahs and the maybe observing the other time on the wrong day, so I'll be with the to say not to keep 2 days Yonter. Pesach Shavuot Sukkot also. Not just Rosh Hashanah 2 days Rosh Hashanah also. You have to have 2 days Pesach Shavuot Sukkot. That's how the writer does. The writer has a commentary on the bottom of the list. That's how further from the list. So the writer on Sukkot writes in his comments on the bottom of Sukkot, on the bottom of the list, that the man has there and there to throw. Everybody knows that you've left 2 days, not only 2 days Rosh Hashanah, Pesach Shavuot Sukkot also. Everybody knows that. Everybody has 2 days on. You know, not so. I'm not asking what the writer is. Some
I wish that...
The Baal Shalom and Babel should continue to observe 2 days Yantar. So they said, yeah, you should continue. So what about them who never had 2 days Yantar? And 2 days of Rula Shemi. Those are the far away, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So there's a time when the days of the Rishonim, the Sefer Pesach of Aser, the writer didn't live in Eretz Yisrael, but there was a Rishon who lived in Eretz Yisrael, who went there from the days of the writer, the Sefer Pesach of Aser. He quotes things from the writer. So he writes that there were different parts of Eretz Yisrael where they observed 3 days
of Aser.
Pardon me? But the meaning is not so. Then again, the role of that son, the young man says, you follow the report. If he's correct, that Rabbi Mephalevich, he lived in a nation, and he observed 2 days young. I'm very strong with Mamish, within walking distance to the Shah. So he explained that he said, based on the Rambam, that you have to know what role the Shluchim went on. So, sure, the Shluchim went, let's say, from the Malcolm Amidah to there and to there. He didn't go in every single corner. He went in a certain, on a certain road. So if you... If you've established a new community on that road, so if the Shluchim would have gone on their merry way today, they would have bumped into your community. So that community, you don't have to have 2 days on. Because who knows whether Meir Shoreh was on the way where the Shluchim used to go. So even though Mamas was around the corner from the Beit HaMikdash, it was a new community, so he thought that maybe you have to have, he used to all 2 days on, he used to be Mamas. He doesn't feel at home on this day, he didn't want to feel at home. I think so, yeah. But just he was Mamas, not the general office. We wouldn't go to Malachas on the 7th day off. Stop. And on this Gemara is the Shiloh. The Gemara says, it is, we established the calendar. So the question came up, why in the world should we continue to observe 2 days long? There's no wrong with the Yema. So the Gemara says, you're right. The only reason why we observe it is because they're afraid maybe the government will make a day with Hashmag and they won't let us practice mitzvahs and won't let us have a calendar and we won't be observing Yomtiv on the right day. But if you observe 2 days Yomtiv, so you're more safe that you're observing on the right day. So the Rishonim in Achronimus said, why does that make a difference between Eretz and Chutzlot? So some say one direction, some say the other. Some say one direction, and Achronimus, that is my idea, you have to ask who they want to follow when I saw, even in Yerushalayim. So different reason why, we're afraid it was there at Hashmach. So that coincides, that corresponds with what the Yagid writes on Sochim, and the time that it is the first month of Shemaru. So the more talks about the observing, I have a little discussion here about 2 days younger. Mother talks about a Tehler Yisrael who's traveling in Chutzlar. The Mother never talks about the opposite. A Ben Chutzlar who's visiting in Eretz Yisrael. There's no Gemara about that. That's why there's a Machlokes, what the thing is. those who are about to live in chutzpah are having to be visiting us and talk to you on the what to do. It's all the world literature
they don't
reserve
like this.
Otherwise
there would be no
shayla.
Yeah.
The fact that
there's
a shayla
is
going
to be reserved 2 days
in a row.
Obviously,
he only reserved 1 day. Right. That's my husband's month before the days of Abayzro. The Rakhaki Safarim is, and the shayla of Abayzro is, and that's tomorrow, but
after the days of Abayzro. The last thing now,
They have to observe 2 days Yom Tov with Manasseh, because the reason for the observance of 2 days Yom Tov in the Chutzpah is to fly equally in Eretz Yisrael. Some Achronim claim that I'm Yehudit. Can't say some Achronim, but I'm Yehudit, not so. The very Yehudit writes in the Shuvah that the Tezis and Chazidah hold the same as the right of why. Because Tezis and the second Tezis and Chazidah, the fun is very humorous, but Tezis trying to identify who was the Lezah HaKaliyah, the level of the Yehudit that emotional belongs to. Most people they don't say this to me. So some shows they say this to you, and they say this was written by Rav Lezer HaKaliyah. Who was it? So we know that he didn't live in the last 600 years because Tyson told you. Rashi told you. So obviously he lived before the days of Rashi told you. So they tell you how much before? Did he live in the days of Ramadan? Did he live in the days of the Tanayim? Did he live in the days of the Tajrishi? Did he live in the days of the Yamal? Where in the world did he live? So Tyson told you the Tanayim. We know that he wasn't the Tanayim. No, he lived a little before the Bible says. Some reason or another, the Tzaddik didn't know who the world was. The Tzaddik is going to prove that he was a Tana. He was a Tana. How do you know he was a Tana? Because he doesn't have any solution for the second day young. Because he doesn't have any solution for the second day young. You see that he lives, his mantra, not a Tana, they think that he lives, his mantra keeps up here and here. And he lives in Eretz Yisrael, so he must have been a Tana. He wasn't a Tana, his mantra keeps up here and here. He lived, and that's why he never observed the understanding of Romney. So maybe Yehuda says, what kind of proof is that? Maybe he's living today, in 1988. He's living in Israel, we don't have 2 days left, so we only have that. How do they prove that he lived in Rancho Kitchell Pioria? He can be alive today, and he only has 1 day left, so he's not going to write to you until the second day. So he says, maybe Yehuda says, obviously, places things like that rises. If his mana is there, in Eretz Yisrael, everybody is there 2 days younger. All over the world, you have to have 2 days younger. Because it's a big reason I felt this ministry to the younger today. This is Tzvi Yisamua. It's because they're afraid of the mountains, they make it greater. And they keep on making more and more greater as the years. It's there and think of after the program I buy, it's greater, it's worse and worse. So who knows what kind of greater is going to come up? Who knows what the violence is going to come up with something there? So you have to have 2 days younger if you can answer them. That's the thing. Others say, no, that place is even proving for 2 days wanted. 2 days wanted, maybe he's alive in the days of the Bar HaKadosh, and that's why has no 2 days wanted. Place is proving from the second day of Rosh Hashanah. That's place is proof. That there is no fear for that Lezah HaKadosh for the second day of Rosh Hashanah. And it's dangerous place is already, like you mentioned. After the Talmidim of the Rish, saying Paris is slow, he says, Mechach Min Abba, and they're the Paul of the Rish. When they came to Eretz Yisrael, so they instituted that they had 2 days Rosh Hashanah in Eretz Yisrael. Until then, the Rosh goes to the Balamor, Takanit Gemara, how to be the next piece of Gemara. That until the time that they followed the Rish, Talmidim, there was only 1 day Yom Tov in Eretz Yisrael, even on Rosh Hashanah. They didn't have 2 days. The Tezis somehow didn't know this. The Tezis scored to Eretz Yisrael, but there was only 2 days Rosh Hashanah. So they're asking, how come the note to Yusuf is written by Rav Lezer HaKaliyah to the second day Rosh Hashanah? Places are the same before the second day Rosh Hashanah, they say second day Yom Tov. So some of them say, no, that's the place he's asking. Why don't we have any Yusuf to the second day Rosh Hashanah? It must be that he lived in the period of the Tanoim when there was only 1 day Rosh Hashanah in Eretz Yisrael.
He could have lived
before the Tanoim got written? Yes. The Tanoim says he didn't know the history. He didn't know the stickle of history. But until the time of the Talmidei Harir, the Yusuf
Gerd,
he
said,
the early period, right? The early period of Shana, that's what we did. So that's the sun is shining flaring, the light is flaring to something at the place, letting you say the place of the Chagiga, all like that. The beginning of the second Seder, that in Eretz Yisrael, the same as Chutzpah, all of them have to have 2 days left to take of Shvei Sukkot, Shvei Shoshan, all of them, this and Kippurna. That can be discussed all the time, so the Yom Kippur is Shvei Sukkot, the first 2 days, but they never instituted 2 days Yom Kippur. You've got to have 2 days Yom Kippur, even Eretz Yisrael. And others say no. This is what the Yom Kippur is trying to figure out. Why do they say no? If the reason for the 2 days Yom Kippur is because you're afraid of the Zeret Hashmai, the one of Zeret Hashmai in Eretz Yisrael. This is the 1948. Even those who are very distrustful of the Zionists who hold the terrible, they're not going to be under the Tashmah. That's what's not going to go. What about before 1948, under the British and under the Turkish and years before the Puppeteer? But why weren't they afraid of the Zerah Tashmah and their control? Why didn't they require 2 days going to the Tashmah? But then the family makes up a new thing. We have a tradition. I don't know where we got this out of tradition. That there will never be a Shmai in Eretz Yisrael. I don't know. There won't be. There will never be a Zeret Hashmai in Eretz Yisrael. That will be that serious that the Jews shouldn't be able to have a Jewish calendar. All the Shmai and all the Zeret is only when you live in Golos and Chutzpah. If you live in Eretz Yisrael, even under the Goyim, it's not going to be that awful. It can't be that terrible. It can't be that terrible. So that's why this reason for the Zeret, the reason for the Yatsheni Shalom is Zimun Zad Zeret Malkus. But it is so cool, eh, that the Goyim may make it there, not allowing you to have a Jewish calendar. So you want to rent for observe London, so they have 2 days to make sure that one of them is the correct observance. That reason doesn't apply as much. So that's what the more or less usually assume like that. That there's only one way on to have a
system. The Liniga will say that your answer, when they're talking to the Bnei Babylon, and you call it your enormous argument, in other words, they never had this Liniga.
The simple reading sounds like an answer, there's no yet to say. Okay, that's the simple reading. So now, that at that point something new happened. When the calendar was right, the new reason, so that's the question, when they instituted this new sakona or minute, whatever it'll be, Machlegis we discussed yet, and Machlegis they ran, and the faces we took and got them involved, whether you have to change the government, the man is there, the sakona, the rabbona, or a minute, they defend that it's only a minute, and even though it's only a minute, we still say a block of, Asher Kirishanim even says that Tzom HaLachi is not the second, not on the second Seder. And that they prove that it's said broadly even on the Kriya Tahalal on the Shchedish, even though it's only a minute. And the Rambam, if you believe, he said no, that the Kriya Tahalal on the Shchedish Chatzurah is only a minute. But the Yom HaShem is a Tachon of Rabban, it's not a minute. So on this Gemara, when the Gemara says that Yom HaShem is in the days of Zulam HaShem, when they establish the Luach, and Kahal HaBor, that's the new Indian, new Tachon, a new minute, and that's the question, how does it compare to the old observance of Yom HaShem? The old observance was clearly not dependent on Eretz Yisrael versus Chutzpah. And when the Kormit HaRachodim should Eretz Yisrael, they observe 2 days Yom. When the Kormit HaKrovim should be Chutzpah, and they observe 1 day Yom. So that's the Rachodim to report. And the Rambam, now that they started this new letter, Shochem Yitam, they sent the letter from Eretz Yisrael to Chutzpah. He says, when we got Shechem Yizrechem, for whatever reason, however you read it, does that mean those who just observe 2 days Yom should continue to observe? Those who never observe don't have to start observing now. So again, the Rambam claims again, it doesn't depend on Eretz Yisrael versus Chutzpah, but it rather depends on how close and how far you are. Or no, the verse says, Mitzna Tarim and Kashalach is a new story now. When they established the Luach, in the days of Rabbi Zerovim, when the Hillel Hashem, who was the Nazi of Eretz Yisrael, who lived, he was a contender of Rabbi Zerovim, who lived in Babel, when they established the Luach then, and the title of Havdah doesn't make sense to all because they want to change. There's no sacred event. And nonetheless, they sent a letter from Eretz Yisrael. Sure, it's there. But maybe now they don't have one of the dependent Eretz Yisrael versus Chutzpah. Why? Not the Trump. Doesn't make any sense. But that's what the Anchor said. In Eretz Yisrael, we have a Haftarah, we don't know where the Haftarah comes. Now Haftarah, things will be very good, but it won't be that good. Chutzpah, we have a Haftarah, but things will become very good. But that's on Chutzpah, things are progressively getting worse and worse. It's on, because my mom around things are getting worse and worse, and they said, that's very, you have to have 2 days Yom Kippur, they may not even know what Yom Kippur is. That's the story, but all of that is the story, you don't have. So that's what generally accepted today. The minute of today is, and we follow the withdrawal, and it depends on how it's the story, that's a good story, and it doesn't depend on how close and how far it is. So again, when Abaye, on the fourth word line, when Abaye thinks, Abot, Yerab, Yisavra, the Rav is right that Beitish and all the Bezer, the Beitish Bezer, he's introducing a new factor now. He's not, the original understanding was that the major point of dispute between Abba and Abba is that the Rav Shem Shai Rav is And if it's a minion, that makes you small because that would be mutaris to do. Now Rav says no. Even if you hold that the Mishreni shall go into the Takana de Rabbanon, Rav is still right that no one is a mutaris to do because the Takana de Rabbanon is really the same as Tete de Yoma. Tete de Yoma is of the Manashak. Is it Hayom Kodesh of the Mahakol? Or Hayom Kodesh of the Mahakol? And how can you say no one is a mutaris to do? You can't have two days on to the Nerosh. In fact, that's what Rabbi says. The commission told us that the background of the observance of the Yom Kippur Shemeshul Gomer is that they didn't know what Hashemesh was because they stopped waving the torches and used to send out shluchim. So wherever the shluchim reach, there's the mark of shluchim when the shluchim reach your cigarette, you know, chadyam. You only get one below. But then the shluchim don't reach, then you've got two days on. So what's it all about? They could be young, but the people are suffering. So I thought it doesn't make sense to say that's Dusha. This is a new consideration. That's the consideration that we understood all along. That's the one that's quoted in the Kippur Shulchan Aruch. That's the way we always live. That the reason why nobody is ever there is there is not nothing to do with the Tzakana Barak 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 So why do you still continue to observe the other shade in my time? I've been a trigger. I mean, more information to show from the top. So they send the letter. Okay. That's the more we know. That's the more. Now the more raises the new issue. And the third line from the bottom, the more raises the new shade. What's the din of say, I'm telling you, there's a shade now. Is that the issue? I have a straight issue. There were four cases. Three cases were in the more. One case was the Rama. But the Ashab is next to him, kicked for... We can never have it. But theoretically you could have it, the Mishnah not the Hashabbat. That's Yom Kippur falls out on Friday and on Sunday, but the Rambam and the Rambam, and really if no one disagrees with them, they're all right, but then it'll be Kishah. No, but then will be as soon as they get. Keep it saying anyway, but whatever, it'll be Kishah. Shabbat next to Yom Kippur. But your Shabbat is next to Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur falls out on Friday, Yom Kippur falls out on Sunday. That's possible. That's a machlokes of Chachamim. When you say Kedusha of the Shekish, can you make a separate Erev Kumah for the first day, and a separate Erev Kumah for the second if you want to do the direction? But you say no, the Shabbat has to come to one long hemshah, one long continuum of Kedusha Chayyot. And you have to make something more in advance of the first day, whether you want to have your Kum Shabbat here or your Kedusha Shabbat over there. But everyone can have a Kum for half of the day and a different Kum for the other half of the day. So that's the Machlokes Chachamim in the Mishnah of Erevin, and the Gemara says, yeah, halacha to avoid the case. In fact, like the four older Tanoim who said the Shabbat next to Yom Kippur constitute straight Kedusha and in fact Kedusha. And then the Gemara had on that job the additional two cases. What if you have Shnei Yom Kippur Shal Gomi and Tatei for Shmur Sukkis? Machlokes Rabbi Abbasi with a two Shabbat for straight Kedusha. And we passed him that it's straight Kedusha. Why? Because if it's taken the Yom, it's not going to be Kedusha. And now the rest of the Gemara, Itma, the third line from the bottom of the Yom, Shreyam, Tamisho, Rosh Hashanah, what's our law? So there's no Machlokes, Rav Shmuel, Rav Shabbai, they both say, usually Rav Shmuel arguing with each other. They both say the same thing. But no good was there, Atura was there. It's Yom HaRichter, Dusha Abed, it's one wrong Hemshah, as Rav Dusha said, the question is why? Man is Tana 2 days Rosh Hashanah, and 2 days Tamisho, Rosh Hashanah. On paper, so we said the whole reason is that the only 2 days is because it's taken the Yema. By its explanation, it's that taken the Yema, even if it's a Chakad Rabbana, you still don't say that it's Dusha Akas. Why? Because it's the most it is, it's taken the Yema. So 2 days Rosh Hashanah, why is it taken the Yema? So it's only taken the Yema, so you say, no, with the Demeteris, then you can't have 2 days Rosh Hashanah. Either yesterday was Rosh Hashanah, today is Rosh Hashanah. I can't have 2 days Rosh Hashanah. So he says, no, it's not. Rabbi Shmuel said, no, based on an issue. The condition of Rosh Hashanah is the following takana. Very shona. This Mishnah goes on 12 months a year. It's not necessarily limited back to the Chodesh Tishrei. Originally, the India writing is to be the Dayton has to declare, has to wait till the witnesses come. And the witnesses testify that they saw the Mumu. And then the Dayton will declare based on their Kabbalah Tehran that today is Rosh Chodesh. Let's say it's 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and the Dayton declares that today is Rosh Chodesh. That becomes a Shabbos from 2 o'clock down till the end of the day, till Shia, till 5:25 or so. But before 2 o'clock, it wasn't a Shabbos. So he's saying, no, that once they declare that today is your Shabbos, that today is one day. So what, once it's still part of the day, you say 2 o'clock, that today is your Shabbos, that the entire day, even retroactively becomes your Shabbos. So the Gemara says the theory is that the whole day becomes retroactively your Shabbos. The muscle. If they declare that today is Rosh Hashanah, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, the angel finally come along, and says, okay, we're going to declare today is Rosh Hashanah. We just say, they're only Nisan Allah HaBoy, they're not permitted to do Malacha. But up until now, they can do all the Malacha they want. And if there's no Shaykh before 2 o'clock, and he said, maybe for them, they're not to do Rosh Hashanah, maybe not. It wouldn't be anything. It was there Rosh Hashanah. It's only Kedusha Rosh Hashanah from that time on, that doesn't declare that Rosh Hashanah. It's very, very wrong. That if the Aiden come and the Aiden declares it today as Rosh Hashanah, because the whole day, will not first, coming from last night, it's Chav retroactive.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know why Rashi says that the pastor says it goes on every day. Anyway, Chavish, you think
that's
only
Rosh Hashanah.
It's only
there within
this. Okay, but the reason the law is only Rosh Hashanah. Okay. The Tachana is only going to a floor. The fifth line on the next job, no, the Rosh Hashanah comes from a law of Kodi, is that only, and the Tachana and Allah, that line only applies on the Shredish Tishrei. But the whole first three line is going to apply to every Rosh Hashanah. Some of Rashi means because of the third line on the next job. I get it. So the Dinda right there is that the Bezin can declare it as Rosh Hashanah, Tishrei Chesh and Tishrei Chesh, all 12 months of the year, 13 months of the year, if you have two others, they can declare the Shredis and fill a minute before Shkia. Once they declare the Shredis and the Shkia, you just want to pray out, and you call that to happen, they get the entire day of the Shredis. The problem that will come up is the following. In the Beit HaMikdash, they have to bring Kavon and Kamutam. And you have to bring, and you have to sing a special Shira, the Levin used to sing Shira, when the Kohan would pour the wine on the death. The Avodah Zarah Kavon has to be done only by the Kohan. And at the time that the Kohanim pour the wine, even in the Chayyam, there were pipes in the Mizbech in the corner, but they would pour the wine down and it would get absorbed into the ground. There were big empty spaces under the ground there, under the Mizbech. But the wine would go down the sheets, and they wouldn't pour the wine on the fire, they would pour the wine down the sheets in our pipes, and the pipes would lead the wine into a big pool, a big empty cavity under the floor of the Mizbech. So the Levian had the obligation to sing a special shira and to play musical instruments at the time that the Kohan was pouring the Yitzchak Hayayim of Korban's people. If a private person donates a korban to the Beit HaMikdash and you bring wine with the private korban as well, so the Levian don't sing on the shira. But when the people bring the tefillin on the korban every day they two tefillin, Tamash Shachar, Tamash Shachar, Abay. And on Rosh Hashanah, and on Yom Kippur, and on the Chodesh, and on Shabbos, and on Chol HaMoed, you have to bring the Tzofim an additional Korban. Mutaf means in addition to the Tzofim, you have to bring the Tzofim. So you have to do Yitzchak HaYayin in conjunction with the Tzofim, Jotzak Yitzchak HaYayin in conjunction with the Tzofim. So the Tzofim in conjunction at the time that the Kohanim would be throwing the wine down in the depth of Yitzchak HaYayin and Korban Tziba, then the Levina has to finish it. So the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, how they would do at the end of the Rosh Hashanah, they would divide the Shir Shalyom, or let's say Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, every day there's a Shir Shalyom. And Shabbos would be different Shir Shalyom, and Yom Kippur would be different Shir Shalyom. So they would divide the Shir Shalyom into three sections, and they would recite certain sections, the first section and then play music. You got the second section of Tanya, then you got the third section of Tanya. That's what you want to do. You go to Kiyoshoi for the middle. They would go to Kiyoshoi three times in conjunction with the Shir Shana. So the Mora here, the Mishnah here in Rosh Hashanah, the Mora here for the Mishnah Rosh Hashanah is assuming that when you have a Yontif, not only do you send the Shir Shana Yontif in conjunction with the Yudhapin, which comes because they're Yontif, but the Yontif falls down on a Monday. So not only do you sing the Shir Shal Yontif in conjunction with the Mitzvah, you even sing the Shir Shal Yontif in conjunction with the Tanidim. Aye, but today the Monday, even if it wouldn't be Yontif, you would have to bring the Tanidim anyway. A Talash and Shabbat Kanash and Abban, 7 days a week, every day of the year, you bring the Tanidim. So the Tanidim have nothing to do with the fact that they're Yontif. So nevertheless, you sing a Shir Shal Yontif. Let's say on a regular Monday, today's Monday, so you sing the Shir Shal Yontif, So Yom HaShem HaYom, so you take that Shir Shayom in the morning, when the Kohana would pour the wine in conjunction with the Talmud Shal Shachar, the Levim would sing the Shir Shayom in the three parts, and then in conjunction with the Nitzach HaYom and the Talmud Shal Ben Abayim again, the Levim would sing the same Shir Shayom. But today we did Yom Kippur, so the Levim, instead of singing the Monday Shir Shayom, would sing the Yom Kippur, the Shir Shayom. Both for the Talmud Shal Shachar, for the Nitzach HaYom of the Mitzvotim, and for the Talmud Shal Ben Abayim. So all three times, if it was before one, so it would speak the same Shir Shayom. The one exception to the rule was Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah, because Rosh Hashanah, the Talmud Shal Shachar every day was brought before Yichas Hashem, before Thunder. That's how the Mishnah Talmud described it, that's how Mishnah Yomah described it. They had someone on the lookout in the Yerushalayim, he would look towards the east to see whether Heir Saleh HaMizra Hashem Echenu, whether he could see the sun beginning to shine. So an hour before the sun rise, the sun would rise. It would be the Alot HaShachar, that's Alot HaShachar, they would already be mapped with the Talmud Shal Shachar. Not in the middle of the night. Like, you know, from an American viewpoint, people wake up at 9 o'clock in the morning, 6 o'clock in the morning, an hour before sunrise, literally, some people are going to sleep here. So that's when they agree with Talmud Shal Shachar, they come in every day, they brought it before sunrise. That's why there were some person who held them to this world of Hakkilah to Dhamma Shachar before sunrise, because his manner of, well, the teaching is a little bit, but speaking, they start davening before sunrise in such a way so that they should recite Kriya Shema immediately before the sunrise and respond after immediately after the sunrise. But if there's anything wrong, that's the Hikam Mitzvah of Hakkilah, you must say. The Hikam Mitzvah of Hakkilah. But what about davening at the first minyan, let's say, and you know the first minyan is going to finish the whole sunrise, you will stop and finish the sunrise before sunrise. Sunrise is now about 7 o'clock or so. So is there anything wrong with davening Shmoneh Esrei L'chatchila before sunrise? So the Mishnah Brura passes that L'chatchila is not proper. But he quotes the Simcha that says not so. The Chodesh Ol says, Mutzah L'chatchila, the Mishnah Brura says it's not proper because of the Mishnah Megillah. The Mishnah says in Megillah that whatever mitzvah has to be done in the daytime, L'chatchila should be doing the mitzvah before Hanei Chacham or before sunrise. Because you may make a mistake. You think that it's sunrise and it's an airplane that's flying. It's the moon. You may be making a mistake. Here's the dip, the sunrise. You can't mistake the moon for the sun. Same thing that it's an airplane. The sun is the sun. But if it's before sunrise and you think that it's on a Tahama, then you may be making a mistake. So the shadow is whether that, even if you open that to the shadow, whether it applies to the man's head, you have a watch. And you know exactly, you look at that shot, you know exactly what time Alot HaShachar is. You don't have the HaShachar. But the Mishnah Brura passing like that, more love that. The Hakim is not part of the Zam HaShachar, it's not a Shachar. Before Hanei Chacham. And if the Chodesh says there's nothing wrong, and then the person holds up the Chodesh, nothing wrong, why? Because in the Beit HaMikdash Kufra, every single day they get the Talmud Shal Shachar before sunrise. That's what it says in the Mishnah. L'chatchila is ready before sunrise. And his man of all about Tzilut, his Mechuvim Tzenevit, his man about HaKorah HaKorah in the Beit HaMikdash, so how can you say that L'chatchila is in class at the Talmud Shachar before sunrise, the same thing is brought to Talmud Shal Shachar every single day. And the other person holds on that's only for Kohanim, because in the Beit HaMikdash, the Kohanim was being there, the Kohanim were very careful. So they were familiar to be mocked with the Talmud Shal Shachar before sunrise. They were not afraid they were making a mistake and doing it in the middle of the night thinking that that it's really an airplane or the moon. So think that if the sun is going to come out, that they made a mistake with the moon. So this is the court that watch out. But they brought the Talmud Shal Shachar, the Kohanim made a mistake. So then they brought the Talmud Shal Shachar thinking that the sun was going to rise, and every time that was a mistake, there was just the moon, and I had to burn the whole carbon, because it was the truth. Because if you offer a carbon balayla, the carbon is possible, and it's so safe, so you have to burn it. But nevertheless, that was considered an extremely unusual thing, because it's in the Quran, and it's not going to make a mistake. It's in the Quran, and it's even nice. It's very careful, it's under the supervision of the Bez Nafar, but it's in English. No, the only thing that happens is the Adair, that the violated the Shaykh, was supposed to be an Adair, that if you would have done it amazing, you wouldn't have had Kodesh. If you did a Kodesh, but Lala is not Kodesh, you're not allowed to do it. The Kodesh is possible, you're not allowed to do it. It's not such a serious idea that you're not Kodesh. Is there any Kodesh in the Kodesh? Yes. Yes, every Kodesh. And the Shaykh said it record. The Shaykh would be good even by an answer. So they would just say, Shaykh Rishon, you just want to watch Shaykh Rishon, and watch Shaykh Rishon. And the Kabbalah said, I'm going to say, Shaykh Rishon, you just want to show him on the Kabbalah Kodesh. And then when they did the law, they said, Shaykh Rishon, another Kodesh would do the whole law. Every which of the way, every step that I've waited, they would say, yes, that is God.
I never miss it when that stuff, you know, happens, yes. And I know he's talking to make sure he's not, he's very important. I mean,
And we passed him up, and we passed him. He's not a mitzvah that he didn't do it, but if you would have brought the Tamasha Ben Abayim, then it would have been kosher up until the Shkiyah. So we passed him, Allah, that it depends with Mansi, his Mansi Dabin depends on the theoretical Zman, and the days that it's on the Shem. He said, no, it depends on the actual Zman, historically, practically speaking, when did they offer the Tamasha Ben Abayim? When did they offer? If he says, no, so you're not allowed to go on Shabbos after Dalit Shor is Bayom. After the first 4 hours into the day, so in the day, so they come in. That's when they brought the Talmud Shalom Shabbat. And how does this mean? They say, no, even though it starts, that's when they brought the Shredish becomes a Shredish when I'm up there, the whole day goes in place. And if it happens to be a Shredish Tishrei, which is Rosh Hashanah, it's going to become Rosh Hashanah when I'm up there, it's going to come out that the last night was Rosh Hashanah, you were forbidden to do Malacha, and this morning was Rosh Hashanah, and you would blow Shredish in the morning, and then on the assumption that then he's probably going to declare it as Rosh Hashanah in the afternoon, it'll come out that you were ready for this Tishrei. You won't consider that you blew Shredish out there as Rosh Hashanah, but it's only Rosh Hashanah from 2 o'clock on till 5:30. And that timeline that they declared that it's Rosh Hashanah. Here, we have a problem. If the Bezin should be Yerushalayim can be Mekabel Eilis all day long, the Bezin can only convene in the daytime. You can never have a Shiva Bezin by Lila. You know, it's unhesitant enough. But with Tamar, but with us, we've never had two contingencies like that. But even though there's a process in Tasha Yitzchon, let's just say that they said in the beginning of the Tasha, the Shafra Rasam, the Cholei, the Bezin can judge the people all day long by Yom or by Laila. It is not yet said it can happen. It happened. The Prophet said, Shabbat 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 only by Yom and not by Laila. The Gemara says that the Tchilas Adin has to be by Yom. Once the Yeshiva Bezin was established in the daytime, They can remain convened even into the middle of the night. They can't convene at Desmond in the middle of the night, but if they convene, if they adopt it at 4 o'clock, and then they make the issue in Desmond at 4:25, or 4:05, or whatever moment it takes to get if they got moved and then they make it clear, they're not the shooting days until then, until 2 o'clock at night, there's no problem of being done in Balayla. Balayla, then you can't make it clear to shoot a dozen Balayla. But Balayla says the beginning of the clear dozen can't take place Balayla, that is why the Tigre Shafetish. That's why the dozen can have to correct Tigre Shafetish Balayla only by Yom. So up until the Shi is still Yom. So the days in Havel to be Shalayim, who's in charge of declaring Shafetish, can accept the witnesses, they can be retaliated all day long. Once it's Lilo, you can't make the issue with them. So the Mishnah says originally, where we showed it in Moab, then the Tabernacle of Chodesh Kalaya, the Tabernacle would accept Shadis, that who testified that he saw the new moon, even till the minute before Shia. And once it happened that the Aden came out the very late in the afternoon, and there was a kilkul and a chod running in the Beit HaMikdash. So it was a problem. That was a problem. So the simple problem should have been that it was 1 minute before the Shi, it was 19 minutes after 5, and the Shi is 20 minutes after 5. So the Devon said, the Kurdish, the Kurdish, and then they called up the Quran, and they said, he's a special on the hot line, and said, hurry up, bring the Kabbalah from the Tatman. He said, when do you bring the Kabbalah from the Tatman? How many Kabbalahs do you bring? 11. I think you bring 11 with Tatman, and I bring the Shaydish. Better take a look at this video. I think there were 7 Kabbalahs, and 2 Amen, and 1, and one Sahar and a 12 Makato. I think there were 10 Olos. Every day you bring 2 Olos. You bring a Tetzachakas Mabek and Tetzachakashay Kassim and Abayim. The service is over there. And then when you have a Rosh Chodesh in addition to the service in the Tetzach, it's a good meeting, you bring 11 Mustaf, you bring 1 Kato, 12 Hashem, and you bring 10 Olos. I think it's 7, 2, and 1. So this is the call of the Beit HaMikdash to say, we just declared today, Monday, and the Shchayrish bring the Musaf, bring 11 Kabbalahs, 11 Kabbalahs! It's 1 minute before the Shia, how can bring 11 Kabbalahs? Too late, we can't bring 11 Kabbalahs. So the Gemara, instead of saying that was the problem, that once the Aden came so late in the day, that the Quran and the Beit HaMikdash were unable to bring the Musaf, the Gemara says there was a different tragedy that occurred. Then what? That the Quran and the Beit HaMikdash, this was the last minute to bring the Kabbalah from Shabbat HaBayim. Why did they bring it in 34? They had always finished the Akram, the Tana Shabbat HaBayim. They were finished by an hour and a quarter before sunset. So an hour and a quarter before sunset, they had already walked the Tana Shabbat HaBayim. And they hadn't heard yet that the Beit HaMikdash had declared it as a Shabbatish. So they said, so they give a Monday. So they said, Shosh HaYom for Monday. Perfect. They said, Shosh HaYom for Monday. Then, 10 minutes later, the witnesses come. It's an hour and 5 minutes before Shia, Sunday morning, to bring whatever they want. And the Bezin declares that today is Rosh Chodesh. So they're going to bring all the Musaf, and have another hour and 10 minutes to go, they're going to bring all the Musaf. The problem, the tragedy is that the Levian sang the wrong Shira, the wrong Nigan with the wrong Sukh in the Tillim. They sang the wrong Shira when they offered the promise of Lein Arvai. Why? Because they thought that if it's only Monday, and Monday, they say, Shira shall be high in the Tillim. But Monday,
And the Quran of Hashem, the water, and the Gemara says, in Erev Adab, you don't not come for the water. For the water in conjunction with the Kabbalah people, not in conjunction with the Kabbalah people. Then the Gemara has a subject there in Erev, and what's the thing that the people volunteer in Yitzhak HaYayim? But if it's not in Yitzhak HaYayim, it's both the Kabbalah of Yishuv, and Yitzhak HaYayim comes in conjunction with the Kabbalah, What if the people decide that extra money, they don't know what to do with it, so they want to pour wine on them instead? They want to be Menadeh. The people want to be Menadeh, to volunteer, donate a carbon yard. you want to get free wine, separate. Not a minchas mitzvah. We always call it a minchas mitzvah, and it's the yain that comes in conjunction with the mincha and in conjunction with the korban of the day. If you want, you can bring the side of the day, the yain as a separate korban. The Gemara has talked about that in Erech and Rashi Yom. If people volunteer as a separate korban of yain, then the Levim have to say shira on that. But the normal shira is only when the korban of the yain in conjunction with the chiyus korban of the tzibah, the yainu. When they bring the Talmud Shaka and they pour the wine, the Levine has to consume it. When they pour the wine in conjunction with the Talmud Shabbat Abayim, the Levine has to consume it. And if it's Shabbos, a Yom Tov, or a Shchedesh, a Chalamor, a Yom Kippur, or whatever, then after all the 11 or however many Kabbalahs there are, 50 to the moment or less, after they finish all their Kabbalahs, then they pour gallons and gallons of wine. So when they pour that wine, then the Levine sings, you know, clean shira in conjunction with every single wine that they pour in conjunction with the 11 korbanos and mitzvot, so the chabad doesn't have any wine, but the 10 all of each one has wine, so they don't clean shira 10 times. They pour all the wine without tzachas, and they don't clean shira at once. They divide one shira shalom into shira kadyantis into three parts, and they clean the shira once for all the 10 korbanos, for all the 15, 16 korbanos that they're going to bring on the 50 shira. So the Gemara said that there was a problem. They sang the Rosh Shira by the Talmud Shal Ben Abayim. And pray tell Rosh Shira did they sing for the Talmud Shal Shaka? Well, they only do it for the Rishini. If the Aden would have come at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, there wouldn't be any problem. But the Aden came so late, an hour before Shira, and the Talmud Shal Ben Abayim always finished before an hour and a quarter before the Shira. So what they do with the Talmud Shal Shaka, obviously they didn't hold any problem. The Rashi says it's 20 hours, not a problem. Why wasn't it a problem? So here the Minchas Tinnah explains the two different issues. On a normal Rosh Chodesh, Dr. Minchas Tinnah, it's like we use this question, because if you have minor holidays, okay, it's like in the Jewish time, it's a minor Jewish holiday. So if you have a minor Jewish holiday, if you have a real minor Jewish holiday, like Hanukkah and Purim, it's only the Rabbanan, that's very minor. If you don't bring any, you don't bring any resultant, and you don't bring any different shesh alyon. I kind of mistake that. Is it? Okay. Maybe it was. But there's no resultant over there. A minor Jewish holiday means like Kalamari, or like Rosh Chodesh. And a major Jewish holiday means a Shabbat or a Yom Tov. Rosh Chodesh or Kippur, that's a major Jewish holiday. So the Minchas Chinuch plans based on Rashi is here, Rashi is in Sukkah, that on Chalamayim and on Rosh Chodesh, they only substituted a different Shir Shalom for the Nitzach HaYayin of the Musafim. For the Nitzach HaYayin of the Talmud Shoshah and Nitzach HaYayin of the Talmud Shoshah HaBayim, if it's a Monday, you say the Shir Shalom of Monday, if it's Talmud Shoshah and Talmud Shoshah HaBayim. The only thing that changes is the beginning of Chalamayim and Lutzah, so you sing a Shir Shalom, the Rosh Chodesh take the Shir Shalom of the Chalamayim Shir Shalom in conjunction with the Nitzach HaYayin of the Musafim. On a Shabbat day, or on a Yom Tov, well, Shabbat has a different Shir Shalom anyway. Shabbat is a different Shir Shalom for the Talmud Shal Shabbat Panishma and Abayim, and you should be on a Shabbat, and then the Gemara says there's a different Shir Shalom for the Korban HaMutzah. The Gemara says they divide. You want to know the end of Rosh Chodesh? They divided Hazinus into six different sections. Into Hazinus. And every week, the Levine would sing one section. That's the only Shir Shalom that's from Chumash. Everything else comes from Tzimur. The only Shir Shalom from Chumash is Hazinu that they recited on Shabbat at the time of Nitzach HaYayin of the Musafim of Shabbat. Nitzach HaYayin of Talmud Shal Shabbat Talmud Shal Abayim of Shabbat. They said Nitzach HaShiriyon HaShabbat. Now they poured the wine in conjunction with the Yom HaShabbat Nechalof and Hashanah Kanim. In this case, that wine that they poured in conjunction with the snake crossing Kanim of the Musafim, the Vada Lefra Talmud, in addition to the Yerufa Talmud. So when the Levim sang Shira, the Shabbat Nitzach HaYayin on Shabbat, of the Musafim, they would sing Harinu, and the next week they would sing Chayim HaSelem, and the next week they would sing Yakiveyu, all the different sections, all the six sections of Harinu. That's how it works. So the Mechassina points out that on a younger, let the younger fall down on a Monday, younger fall down on a Tuesday or something. So not only do you sing the Shira Shal Yom Tov, at the time that they poured the Nitzach HaYayin in conjunction with the 11 Musafim, even seeing the Shir Shal Yom Tov for the Talmud Shal Shachar and the Talmud Shal Ben Abayim as well. Let's say Rosh Hashanah, Shana the Yom Tov. It's Kodesh, all the Yom, it's the Hazar Nitzach HaMalacha. that theoretically you should have really sung the Shir Shel Rosh Hashanah, the special Shir Shel Rosh Hashanah. It just so happens that the Shir Shel Rosh Hashanah is the same Shir that we say every Thursday. It happens. Why? Because in that Shir Shel Yom, it says that that's Shir Shel, and it says that that ages the Yosef Samah. That Yosef is getting free from the Beit HaKurim, and the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, the first says that Yosef is free on Rosh Hashanah. The Rosh Hashanah Yosef is the Beit HaKurim. So that Shir Shel Yom of Thursday, that we say all the time on Thursday, happens to be the Shir Shel Yom of Rosh Hashanah. Because Rosh Hashanah falls down on Thursday, so the Shir Shel Yom is going to be the same. So some shall track after them and talk to them, and some shall get online. If Rosh Hashanah falls out any other day of the year, so theoretically you really should have said the Shir Shel Yom, the Thursday Shir Shel Yom, which is the Rosh Hashanah is the Shir Shel Yom, you really should have said it in the Talmud Shal Shachar, and the Talmud Shal Ben Adai, and answer them and stuff. Instead, Rashi says the Rosh Hashanah is different. Why? Because normally the Yadin didn't come before Zichat HaShemesh. Before Zichat HaShemesh, because the Jews are still sleeping. Before sunrise. Right? Right. Early in the morning. It's before the sun came up yet. So the bed and sun is coming here, they're still in their pajamas. The reason they're up saying, kill them, whatever, they're learning, they're down, whatever. They're not ready to be in the tablet even. So at the time that they talk to the sun, shall be online, the bed is to be declared yet in your son. So even though later on, bed will be declared, even 4 o'clock in the afternoon, they're going to declare their son. It will become Rosh Hashanah retroactively. So turn out that the Rosh Hashanah signs the last time. So shouldn't it turn out that they really sang the Rosh Hashanah on the Talmud Shal Shachar? The Rashi says, no, that's not the Rosh Hashanah. Because since all the time, the normal thing is that the agent didn't come till the middle of the day, so the Chachamim would have a mistaken to sin it in the Shir Shel Yom to the Talmud Shal Shachar. But for the Talmud Shal Shachar, the agent should have come already. The inventor should have already declared it as Rosh Hashanah. So not only should you sing the Shir Shel Rosh Hashanah, which happens to be the Thursday Shir Shel Yom, not only should you sing that Shir Shel Rosh Hashanah for the Mustafin in conjunction with the Nisach HaYayin of the Mustafin of Rosh Hashanah, you should sing that Shir Shel Yom in conjunction with the Nisach HaYayin of the Talmud Shal Bein Abayin. And Tamachas, because the Mishnah tells us, in one of the last lines of Dalam and Amadeus, Tamachas, once it happened in the day for the Nisach HaMizmish, the Shtal of the Eidim Lovel, the Eidim came within the last hour and a quarter of the day on Rosh Hashanah. It can't be a regular Rishchayish. Why can't it be a regular Rishchayish? Why can't it be a regular Rishchayish in the Mahatilah said why? Because on a regular Rishchayish, you think that they only... What's the Shir Shel Yom for Rishchayish? The Shir Shel Yom for Rishchayish and for Chalamot is God, he thinks they only said that by the Mitzvah. They didn't say it by the Talmud Shal Shachar, they didn't say it by the Talmud Shal Shachar. These are minor Jewish holidays. They think that they never substituted a different Shir Shel Yom. So he claims, right, he explains this Rashi, that the Rashi says that the whole Chachon, I didn't say it before, I told you it's only fine, he says the whole Chachon can only apply to Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. Why? There would never be any problem of the Shir Shel Yom of Talmud Shal Shachar on a plain Rosh Chodesh, because you don't sing the Shir of Rosh Chodesh anyway for the Talmud Shal Shachar. You only sing the Shir of Rosh Chodesh, Bochan Rashi, in conjunction with the Musaf. In conjunction with the Mosaf, you get the Shaila when the thing is davening on the Shchodesh after Aleinu. And then you say, Asher Shalim Aleinu Beit HaMikdash, but what do you say that the Shchodesh falls out on a Wednesday? So what do you say? So many shuls say the Shchodesh on Wednesday, and then you say, Bochan Rashi afterwards. So they quote in the name of the Gomer Goyim, and now they're saying, no, I'm going to say, whenever you're in the Shchodesh, so the young said Bochan Rashi, they wouldn't say the Shir Shel Yom. Unless they have a Yom Tov. It's a regular, it's a Yom Tov falls out on a Monday, paper, whatever, falls out on a Monday. The rest of the Gomer is over, you want to say the Shir Shel Yom. So you say, a Yom, Yom Shei, the Shabbos, Shabbos, Yom Tov, 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 so the court from the Gomer Goyim, and the Gomer, and the back of the Gemara Eddy, he says, not a mistake, and Yom Tov, you don't say the regular Shir Shel Yom. The only time Rashi says that, the only time you say the regular Shir Shel Yom, and a Yom Tov is on Rosh Hashanah, to the Talmud Shal Shachar. Because the Yom normally would not have come yet. He wouldn't have declared it yet as Rosh Hashanah. That's what the Minhag Chinuch says, and he thinks that that's wrong. He thinks that on Rosh Chodesh, and on Chol HaMoed,
But the Tom Shel Shabbat and the Tom Shel Nav, they would say the regular weekday Shir Shalom, whatever day of the week it happens to be. In conjunction with the Nisa Chayayim, as the Mutafim, and the Shkodesh and the Chalabat, then they would say the special Shir Shalom. And only if it's on a Yontif, if it's a real Yontif, then they would say the Yontif being Shir Shalom for all three Nisa Chayayim.
And
in the
Shabbat.
And in the Shabbat. It's impossible to have been.
We know
Kalamai.
Why would they have said
it
here?
That's the
Kalamai.
Rashi gives the reason why on Rosh Hashanah, even though it's a Kedusha Sayyarim, we have to make a holiday. It's not a minor holiday. So Rosh Hashanah is a real yom tov that has an Yisra
Malach.
This would apply to all those things to explain
why
Tom Shel Shabbat. Well, what about Tom Shel Ben Arbayim? So the Hasidah claims that Tom Shel Ben Arbayim and the Nomer of Shabbat. Right. And then Hakuna compares the two. And then Hakuna gives a marshal from the Dindarak to the Dindarak. He says, how many Aliyahs are you? And he says, on a plain day of Kriya Katera, Monday afternoon is just your three Aliyahs. So when you have something special, you have to give more of it. Because the Shkodesh and Chalmah is four Aliyahs. Because they're only minor holidays. And if it's Yom Tov, then you give five. And if it's Yom Kippur, then you give six Aliyahs. And if it's Shabbat, then you get seven. It's just like you find in the area of the Dindra Bona. That's what you find in the area of the Dindra Bona. When the Shkodra Chalma is a minor holiday, in comparison to Pesach Shulchan, there's a major holiday, you get more of it, it's 5 hours instead of four. So if you think that that's reflective of this din, it's also not a Dindra Bona. It's a Dindra Bona, you have to say Shir, the din has to say Shir in conjunction with the pouring of the wine on the Mizbeach. If one hasn't got food, learn to that in Sukkim. Very strange speaking words. Where is Tana coming from? Because Malin has different Shia. Doesn't really say black and white. That's why it works very hard. Shia and Shia and Akhir and Allah. Where is the Tana coming from? In my fish is one part of it. One part of it. Tana Shah, Arata Shah, Shama Kappa, the Sinsa, or the truth label. It says Avarata, Avarata means Akhrava Takabona, the Sinsa means the Shia. I think my other scripture is very unclear. Not the Pharisee at all. It's the Pharisee about that. In the Drosh is somewhere. In my Rechon got through. And the Drosh is from one part to another part. The scripture is somewhere in the Chumash that indicates you have to have Shira. Now, you're going to tell me which Shira you have to sing is also in their eyes. There's a million who are composed of the Rechon of Moshe Abed. That's not so. Which Shira is saying going to Rabbana? In fact, in the Drosh we say that before David HaMelech was born, and he didn't have the spiritual feeling, so that they say Nishtam Shira, well then brought the Tamash Hashem and Tamash Hashem and what did they say? They didn't say Shir Shalom. They said they wanted to do it. They didn't have all the tickets and what they said. So it says in there, because they have measures, so some of the Russian it says, they said, Haidu Lashem Kisa and Kiri Yonchad, but we say right after God Shama, that long Haidu, that not the first time it's talking, it says that in the Russian used to be recited in conjunction with the Tamash Hashem and Tamash Hashem. The next time Stukim used to be recited in conjunction with the Tamash Hashem and Abani. And Mishkan Shiva. And then later when Dovin HaMelech came along, he composed the Tirkei Tehillim, then the Chachamim and Israel, and the next Dovin HaMelech, the Kaveya, that they should recite particular Tirkei Tehillim in conjunction with the Tamil Shal Shaka of every Monday, and Tuesday should be a different Tirkei Tehillim and so on. So which, the choice of which Tawakim you say, that's already a Dindar Abana, that's not a Dindar Abana. You mentioned on different occasions, why is it that you say Hodru, right after Baruch Shama, what's the connection? When you say Tzukin Ezimra, the Tzukin Ezimra consists of Baruch Shama, Ashrei, and Mishtaba. Another person holds it's not only Ashrei, it's Ashrei, and two more Halukot. Another person says all those Halukot, and Ashrei till the end. Some Hashem is saved by Baruch Shama also. Different sheets. One sheet is Tzukin Ezimra. Tzukin Ezimra has a Baruch before the Baruch at the end. Baruch before Baruch Shama. Baruch at the end is Mishtaba. Mishtaba is mentioned in the Gemara. Baruch Shama is not mentioned in the Gemara. What we assume, that if in the days of the Gemara they had the Yishtabach at the end, the Gemara says in Yishtabach, whoever talks to the Yishtabach and the Yitzhak is a power of Eretz. There's an Amlad of Masjid, then an Amlad of Tuch, an Eretz, a Rabbana, but it's still an Eretz, and soldiers who are power of Eretz are kicked out of the army. So the Gemara says, whoever talks to the Yishtabach and the Yitzhak, Eretz is the other, Eretz is the other, the Chazal and the other, and all comes. They have to kick him out of the army, because he's a yoni without a neighbor. Whether it's a yoni or whatever, if you love them, it's not allowed to serve in the yoni. So that's given as a much more of an avera to Rabbanu. So that if the father's time is that if he's not a gemara, he needs to have his shabbat, and his shaman has to drop his shabbat, so the prophet like one is not between the shabbat and the Bechus Krishna, but the shaman has brought shaman also with his man a gemara. So what did they have to have brought shaman and the shabbat? And something similar to the scripture is what they have in between. So there are four pieces. Some hold that all you have to say to be in gemara is Ashrei, and others hold you have to say all of from Ashrei to the end of Tivit. So that's six prophet in the Tivit. Kufman, Hesel, Kufman. Another thing of Ashrei, Rashi, then the Shabbat, Ashrei. And another two that are printed very often in both letters that have Halu, Ka, Halu, Halu, Hashem. Halu said a long time, Halu. And others say no, in addition to all of this, you have to say also by God's God. Because he's saying, Baal Shabbat, Mishiri, David, Abdecha. And Lecha, Shabbat, Lecha, 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 the things that say, Shiri, David, Abdecha, Shirei, you have to say the hero of the devil is out there, and you have to say guy brought those. So the different sheets is what it is. So what are you saying, are you doing for? If you know it, you could be on me, to me be the Ashrei. And Ashrei to the end, the Ashrei to the end plus by those numbers, or it means that Ashrei plus the other two halukos. How does the Hezal Hashem keep on giving on Chazda coming? So the Mephoshman and Siddha explained that the Hezal is the Shiru Shalom that they used to sing in Mishkan Shiva before David HaMelech was born. Before you can pose these specific terms in which the Chacham Bakavera should be recited on the various occasions on the different days of the week, but used to say every time, this year shall yom etam shal shachar, the first time sukkum in Hebrew, and the next time sukkum used to say that time shal ben abay. So that's why we say that right after Baal Shama on the assumption that we just finished saying Korban. We could then get a time to shul on time, and we say the Korban. Right after the Korban, we say Shir shal yom. That's why the Bible says the Hoyda right after the... Not that they always say Hoyda before Baal Shama. But it's not the issue of Hoyda before or after. The issue is the person say Hoyda... Hoyda right after Korban. But the Bible says right after Korban. And if a guy comes to Shul late and he's down with a flag and he's going to give Korban, or he's going to have something to skip Korban. Or he's not going to skip Korban, he's going to say Korban after the Shemana Esrei. So you say the Hebrew after it. It's not that the Sfarim start davening from Hebrew. The Sfarim start davening from Baal Shama like we start. It's that they say the Hebrew immediately following the Korban. So we say, and we follow the opinion that it's improper to say any Sukkah is Ilumin before Baal Shama. Baal Shama is not the introduction to the Sukkah is Ilumin. So you say the Hebrew, which is really the Shir Shalom and the Vedic Mishka Shiva, to say it right after Baal Shama, but it didn't relate back to the Korban. So if a guy's getting ready, and he's reading out the Korban for some reason or another, it doesn't really make sense that he has to say, I'll do that. So he says, Baal Shama, and this is going to say that then no biker. The Hebrew was nice business from Judah Zaman, but the whole reason why the Hebrew was instituted over there is, as a follow-up of the Korban, they just said before.
Well,
my first thing
we have
to do is
the
Yom.
The
Ashkenazim say
the Yom.
The Chakrin, the Mechatzin, the Chakrin, 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 for Wednesday, for Sunday, for Monday, whatever day of the week it is. In conjunction with the Mutsatim, with the Yitzhak Allah, as we call the Muslim, they say the special, the Shchei Shdik Baruch Hanashi, and the special Mechav Amori, the Shir Shoyah. If it will be a Yantik or a Shabbos, then they will say special all day long. If it's yes, it's a Yantik or a Rosh
Hashanah.
But that's when the Achelim Tosfos is going to go to God, and I'm trying to go and have that in the face. But you really shouldn't say, Hayom Yom Chamish B'Shabbos B'Hol Yom Yom, is that not true? And it doesn't help that the Sfarim or other Talmudim that they say after Shachar before they take out and say the Peretz Lehning, they say the Shir Shalom, and then after Muslim they'll say yeah, the Shir Shalom for Yom Tov, but they won't bother to say. Because on a Yom Tov they didn't say any Shir Shalom, they never said the Shir Shalom, the weekly Shir Shalom, in conjunction with any of the Chavonim, just like Alam Moed and Ashchedesh. Even if I've seen it as Machadis and based on his contradiction in the Rashi. He said, Chalamoni Rish Chedesh, they only said the Shir Shalom in connection with the Chalamoni.
They both together, it wasn't after Yom Shachar. Right after Yom, you said it wasn't
after Yom Shachar. Both after Shachar? Yes, they said it wasn't after before Musa.
Thank you,
Dr. Varanasi is the chakra.
I don't know.
But then, do you like to do different things? The Shushalyam. The Shushalyam for the day of the week, that belongs to the Tom Shoshana. And the Varanasi belongs to the Masaka.
Why is the question Shushalyam for the answer?
The Ramban HaKomesh on Matthew 7 passage, Yisrael writes, what in the world did he say to Shir Shalyam for the Chalal? Why did he even say that? He said that it's only for the purpose of God and Yom Shabbat for Kashrei, that we should remember, we shouldn't call it as we do Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. That's not that question. We should say, Hayom Yom Nishon, the Shabbat, not from, say, first day of the week, not like I say that either. Day one, day two, you have to say, Echad the Shabbos, change the Shabbos. It says, in order to train everybody, and waking up right early in the morning, you say, today is not Monday, today is Shabbos, the Shabbos, and today is not Tuesday, today is Shabbos, the Shabbos. So the minute developed over the years, that at the end of the job, we say, Hashem Shalim Hayam Adet HaMidosh, Vayom HaRishon HaYomrim, you don't really say, HaYomrim Echad the Shabbos. You leave out the main word, that's a kashubah. According to the Ramban, the whole purpose of this name is just to say, today is Shani Bishar, because we don't say it in our city. But tell us. That's in the normal situation, yes. So let's see what the issue is. So the Mishnah, Gemara here is quoting the Mishnah of Rosh Hashanah. Mishnah says that there was a problem that one, the Kohen had already completed offering the Talmud Shal Ben Arba'im the Beis HaMikdash by an hour and a quarter before sunset. And the Beis Nagrahu had received the Eidim and that left hour and a quarter of the day. So they declared that today was Rosh Chodesh. This will be a plain Rosh Chodesh, and then Hashanah says it wouldn't pose a problem at all. They're going to play Rosh Chodesh, you say the week, say Shir Shalyom, to Kamash HaShad, and to Kamash HaBen Arba'im. So what's the problem? So he said the only reason why it was a problem, not his claims was, because there was Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. Rosh Chodesh Tishrei is a very Rosh Hashanah, that's a major holiday, it's not summer, by now, it's a major holiday. You can't really say the Shir Shalyom, not Yom Tov, for everything. The Kamash HaShad, the Kamash HaBen Arba'im, and from either Kamash HaShad, the one that was not a problem. So that's what Rosh Hashanah said, yeah, because Rosh Hashanah is the one exception to the rule. Because at every Rosh Hashanah, they brought the Talmud Shal Shachar before sunrise. So abnormal at the Eidim, and then he came and was very declared as a Shchedesh. So that's where the Chachamim were mistaken. It's not a Dindaraita, which Shir Shalom has to say. It's a Dindaraita that you have to say Shir Shalom. Which you have to say is the Takana of Rabbana. So that's the way they instituted the Takana. The Talmud Shal Shachar and every Rosh Hashanah, even Rosh Hashanah is a major holiday, and you really should have said the Shir Shalom of Rosh Hashanah for all three, Yitzchak HaYayim, for Talmud HaShachar, Talmud HaShachar, Talmud HaShachar, and for Musafim. Talmud HaShachar and Rosh Hashanah, it's never going to happen that the Yehidim will come already. So the Chachamim will be standing and say the Yehidim is Shir Shalom. But in conjunction with the Yitzchak HaYayim and the Musafim, and the Talmud HaShachar, you have to sing the special Rosh Hashanah to the Shir Shalom. So the tragedy occurred that the Bezdin declared that Rosh Hashanah within the last hour and a quarter of the day, and what turned out that the Levim sang the wrong shir by the Talmud Shal Ben Arba'im.
Did that cause the declaration
to be more striking
than the law?
No.
The people
used
to learn from the Levim. When they heard the shir, they already declared by the same shir, that was the declaration.
So the people didn't know what? I don't know, it's not to be understood what the tragedy is. But what this is, they're saying the wrong Shia, and the level of the right, it doesn't matter what Shia you say. As long as you say Shia, the level of the Abbas, then it's not going which Shia you have to say. I don't know. But the Gemara says there was a terrible condition, it was a terrible thing, it was a powerful law, it was even the Shia. What was the sequel to the Gemara that the Shana had to dispute? The one shot is that they're saying the wrong Shia. Because they thought it's a regular Wednesday, a regular Friday, whatever, and they're saying the Shia Shalom of a weekday. The end of Shat and Mari is that they left out the sheet. They were fighting. Which year shall you have the sheet? Should we call that Shana Dekre? Should we say the weekday? But because of the Makhlaki, they left it out and we didn't say any sheet. They could left it out at Teshan, they were Mabatla. They didn't do an Adere. They were Mabatla, this is their life. 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 So they were about to listen to their eyes. Even so, the rabbi listened to their eyes, you have to make the whole world crazy and make it takana. Not to be understood of these. So one sheep in the Gemara Rosh Hashanah, the common law in the shiur is that they didn't say any shiur. They were fighting which shiur to say, but it's included in no shiur. The other shop is nobody. The common law in the shiur is saying the wrong shiur. So what happened after this tragedy, they steal and made a takana. So you have a common law saying, well, ad amincha. So you cannot accept Asian to testify when what only Adim and according to the way we have seen about this Rashi, it's only a problem by Rosh Hashanah. Because the other was the progression of the year, you don't change the Shir Shalom by the Tom Shalem Abayim anyway.
Maybe
what
is new
to that? Well, that's the thesis is going to focus on. When are they going to bring the Korban Mitzvah?
You bring it up to
the Korban Mitzvah. Of course, there is a din. It says in Siddur, Aleh HaKum Kala Kabbanah Kudus. You have to bring all the Kabbanahs that call Mitzvah HaShlama. You have to bring all the Kabbanahs, same with Simi Simi Tamash HaShachar and Tamash HaShachar. You're not permitted to bring any Kabbanahs before the Tamash HaShachar, and you're not permitted to bring any Kabbanahs after the Tamash HaShachar. So if they already brought the Kabbanahs of the Tamash HaShachar an hour and a quarter before sunset, thinking today is a regular weekend, and then it says before an hour before sunset, they declare today is the Chodesh, but today is Rosh Hashanah, whichever the number says, today is Rosh Chodesh Rosh, or whatever, today is Rosh Chodesh Ador, so after the Talmud Shabbat Abayim, you're not allowed to bring any Kabbanah, so what are you going to do with the Mutar? Let's say this Kash. It's forbidden to bring the Mutar. What is it again? You will bring the Mutar, what would you say to the Mutar? The Mutar says in the Talmud, they will not be caught. So he says, that's the end. Since the year that the demon is there, if you bring the Korban, it's after the Talmud Shabbat Abayim. It's not that after the Talmud Shabbat Abayim, you lock up the gates of the gates, that means you say, Lilo. After the Talmud Shabbat Abayim, Lilo, two Lilo, you bring Korban, it's not Lilo. Lilo is after the sunset. Korban, the sun's still shining, it's still young. But if it is, it's a mitzvah, Aleh Hashman, call it Korban, it's Korban, because you're bringing the seventh Talmud Shabbat Abayim. Since the year that you bring it after, then the Korban will be started, the sense is dead. If the situation is such that you're ready, go to Talmud Shabbat Abayim, you didn't bring the 11 with self in, and it's still before Shkia, so how are you going to bring it? So that's not a circle. So the person is going to explain, why are you committed to bring it in? I go, so Lachatkini has supposed to. What is the opposite? The 11 will be good, but Lachatkini, if you're violating something, the person is going to work on that, on the top of one
house.
There's one suggestion that they can see is that that's what they would always do on a Shabbat afternoon. They would bring the Talmud of Ben Abayim al Asanai. But that tells you in the Gemara that it's not correct. If the Talmud of Ben Abayim is offered al Asanai, then if it turns out that today is Rosh Chodesh, and I don't want this to be the Talmud of Ben Abayim, so then, let's say Rosh Hashanah also, they say, if today will turn out to be Rosh Hashanah, then I don't want this to be the Talmud of Ben Abayim, not that I should be able to bring them the problem later. So why does it say that they stand this year so young? The week they share Shalom by the Talmud Shabbat Abayim, that wasn't the Talmud Shabbat Abayim.
Why
aren't going to be later?
They shouldn't make the Bura Vant in the last minute. They should wait.
That they should hold up with the assumption that I'm not so late. So they were afraid of setting away for later, they may miss this. This is with the sheet by 11 minutes, so the whole cosmos will be focused. So they made the other cosmos. He knew to see everything earlier. So you knew the cosmos saying, therefore, Adam Mincha. You should only accept the aid and say that they showed the new moon. Adam Mincha means up until Flood Adam Mincha, up until I saw the promise of Ben Abba. He, and now we're clear before the That's when they finished the whole Talmud Shabbat Abayim, and that's when they would sing the Shira. When they finished the whole Talmud Shabbat Abayim, then the crown before the wine, then they would sing the Shira.
It took like an hour to check the carbon and the skin, the outside hexes, and the two carbon to the pieces, and to carry the pieces to the mizbech, and to carry it up to the kevish and the rear, and back to the mizbech. Everything took about an hour, a little over an hour. But the ether is not the beginning of the Tom Shabbat Rambam goes about, but it's the end. The climax of the Tom Shabbat Rambam is the Nisra Chayyari, at which time they would sing the Shira, so we wanted to make sure that the Yedim will not come after they already sang the long Shira. And if it's already after the Mincha, after the whole Gemara, HaKrobos, and Tom Shabbat Rambam, the Nisra Chayyari with the long Shira, then we wouldn't accept the Yedim. Right. We'll have to learn the Tanai. Let's explain what the Tanai was. Not the Tanai doesn't hold from that Tanai, but those who certainly suggested that they say the Tanai would be the following. If today is not Rosh Hashanah, then this cause should be the Tanai should be our line, cause another one. Instead, if today is Rosh Hashanah, this should be one of the seven causes that's for the Muslim.
The same Tanai.
Same Tanai. Oh, yes. Same thing. Comes from the same money, from the same fund, yes. That's what Taisi says. Not that the Tanai is, if today is Rosh Hashanah, it should be in the Dover. They're not permitted to bring in the Dover, they don't know where Rosh Hashanah. They say if today is Rosh Hashanah, this should be one of the seven clubs in the Musa, will bring the Tavis, the Thomas of Ben Abba,
and the
Shira. And the Shira will be way later. The Shira will be way later. We didn't finish this, we didn't even begin this. We got involved in the Shira. Sing the songs over here. Okay, we'll have to believe that again next week, because the next Monday is my holiday. Yeah. So the building will be closed. So next week Shira only, instead of being on Monday night, will be postponed to Thursday night. Yeah. We'll be postponed to Thursday night. And then the following week we'll go back to regular schedule for Monday. Okay, so we'll have to pick up with this again. I just comment on today's study. In the end of Parshas Mishpatim, we read in the Chumash the continuation of the story of Kabbalah of Torah Hasina. That when they sort of said to the Torah Hasina, they said not to the nation. The expression, not the nation, doesn't appear in Parshas Mishpatim. It says not. And today said north, it says first they said not, and then Parshas later it said not to the nation. So the Beis HaLevi and Chumash quotes in the Gemara in Masechet Shabbos that at the occasion of Bnei Yisrael, the Zimu, not the Nishma, when they first said not the, and then Nishma, because they said in that order, Shishi Ribo Malachim came down from heaven, and so many angels came down, and they put two crowns on top of everybody's head. But if they tell you points out, the only piece that he has on his part, it would appear that the Beis HaLevi was written by Rabbi Yoshe Ben Yitzchak, he was the father of our country. He was the wrong bit. Now he's known as Abchaim's son. He's the daughter. Abchaim is known as the son of the Brit Gero. Now Abchaim is more famous than Rabbi Yoshe Ben Yitzchak. So the comment that the Rosh and Agamara sounds like it's telling us that before the Zimu Nasr and Nishma, because they said in unusual order, first they said Nasr, then they said Nishma, that's why the angels gave you two crowns. If they would have said Nishma and Nasr, they would have only gotten one crown. Why is that? That the stress is placed on the Zimu? The quote from the Zohar, on this passage where the Zohar explains that the meaning of Nasir is, Nasir means the wisdom problem. But the promise, they obligated themselves to fulfill this, to do our duty on this. And Nishma to hear means to learn. Nishma because God is their life, they were metabolizing themselves to learn things. So normally the Kabbalah should have been the reverse. Nishma, the Nasir, we will learn the Dini after, and after we promise that we're going to learn all the things, then we're going to know what we're supposed to do. We're going to do it. That would be normal. Because the reverse we wrote and they said, Nasa and Mishma, so something changed. What changed? It explains by Yichud here in Chumash, and it has an exhibit, because it comes to the Zohar, as well as the Havdalah, because it has an exhibit based on learning the same thing between all three places, that the obligation to learn Torah for men is different from the obligation to learn Torah for women. Women are only obligated to learn Torah in order that they should know how to keep the mitzvahs. They don't have to study the laws of students, they don't have to study the laws of physics, they don't have to observe the laws of physics. But they have to learn all the laws of Shabbos, Kashmir, Amishvata, Zayla, Mesopotamia, Yiddish, and know whatever Malika just developed by Moses, so all the dinim, Hilchot Midim, is worth all the dinim that are relevant to them. The women are only obligated to teach this, to learn Dalit Kel Vishulma. They're not obligated to learn Shachin and Taris and drawing things that they don't observe. They're not obligated to learn. The men are not only obligated to learn Torah in order to know how to keep the mitzvahs. It's not only a hashem, it's about the women, the obligation to learn Torah is there, but they don't have to learn as a hashem, it's in order to enable them to observe the mitzvahs of Torah properly. If you don't learn the deen, you won't know how to observe the mitzvahs. If you don't learn Hilchot Shabbos, you'll never know how to be a Shem Shah. If you don't study the world of conscience, you don't know how to keep the kosher off, everything will certainly become sick. As far as the men are concerned, not only are they obligated to learn the laws, the Ramadan laws, the Mishmak of Allah, and as a hashem, it's to lead up to the ability to fulfill the mitzvahs of Torah, There is this separate obligation to learn Torah, even if you know all the demons, you already know the whole Kitzur Shachanah by heart, you know how to keep all the mitzvahs of Torah, there's an obligation to sit and learn the Halachot to keep on learning the same thing, or there's an obligation to study all the laws of Paros and all the laws of Zohar, all even those laws that are not relevant to us, which the women are not obligated in. But the men have an additional obligation on Talmud Torah as a mitzvah d'nei atma. Not only is the Hashem mitzvah, the mitzvah is now. That's what the Beis Halevi explains. If the Jewish people would have said the logical order of things, Mishma ben Asa, we will learn the laws of the Torah, and we will observe the laws. But then there would have been only been one Kabbalah. The Jews are expecting upon themselves Kabbalah for mitzvah. And then even if there would not be an independence to his Kabbalah. But then the Malach and Rami had given them one crown. The crown for Kabbalah for mitzvah. Because the reverse of the said, Nasa, we will observe the laws of the Torah, which are any implies they're going to learn. How can you observe without learning? So they're going to learn and observe. So for that they deserve one crown, for the Kabbalah of Kabbalah from the Then they say that's a separate exception. Mishma, we will learn Torah, even though parts of the Torah that are irrelevant. We will learn all day and all night, half of the Torah, even if we know how to keep the Mishma Torah. We will learn as a separate Kabbalah, but therefore the Malachim gave them two crowns. But the Beis Halevi continues to explain The Gemara says that if you wonder why, what caused the Churban Ha'aretz, Amer Ha'aretz Ha'aretz, that's part of the Kim, Ha'aretz Ha'aretz Ha'aretz, because the Jewish people neglected to learn the Torah. So the simple fact is that Ha'aretz Ha'aretz Ha'aretz, they didn't fulfill the laws of the Torah. So the Gemara says no. What it means is that they didn't give cover to the Torah. They didn't recite a bracha before. They did learn Tzaddik money. They learned Tzaddik, they kept all the mitzvahs. But the reason why the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, the second Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, was because they didn't recite a bracha before they learned Tzaddik. What does that mean? Because the Ram there quotes in the name of Rabbeinu Yoyim, and in John Gaspelale, that if the person learns Tzaddik and doesn't recite a bracha in advance, to demonstrate the receiving study of Tzaddik, this is equivalent to some other secular discipline, like studying physics or chemistry, or economics, or whatever other chokhmah is starting to, then study Torah the same as a secular discipline. So that's what he's going into the Torah. After Jesus, the Torah of Chavah is by reciting a bracha in Indian. So the Beis Halevi explains these things that it means a little deeper than that. It's not even so much that you're treating Torah as a secular discipline that doesn't require a bracha. You're treating Torah as a holy thing, but only as a Hashem mitzvah. The thing is that a Hashem mitzvah doesn't require a bracha. Let's say somebody ties stitches onto a garment. Somebody makes tefillin. The tefillin is made with tefillin. And he sews up the tefillin and just completed it. He ties a knot to the shayim and the resuas and he just completed the tefillin. So the Gemara says in another before. The Gemara in another back in the day says that you don't recite a bracha when you tie the stitches in. Or when you complete, when you're writing a mezuzah. When you complete making a pair of tefillin or when you construct the super from. You only recite a bracha when you actually fulfill it. When you do the Hashemit, you don't say bracha. So if Levin HaTor would have only been Mishma ben Asa, Hashemit for fulfillment of the mitzvah, would only be a Hashem, a means to lead to the end of the Kima Mitzvah, so then no bracha would be recited. But because we said Nasa ben Mishma, there was a separate Kabbalah of Levin HaTor, stepping in the state from Kima, doesn't mean that you get a mitzvah if you run Torah and you smoke a cigar on Shabbat and you don't like the Apikurus and St. Ernest guys, they wouldn't keep any of the mitzvah Torah, just didn't learn. That's a different thing, that the Yishalmi says, the Gemara says that one will learn Torah, and he doesn't plan to fulfill a mitzvah, it's better that it shouldn't have been brought into this world. That's the only error is constitution of error. Specifically. But we're talking about when a person is going to observe the world of the terror. The learning terror is considered constitutes a separate independent mitzvah. Not only has the mitzvah to lead up to the fulfillment of the other mitzvah, separate mitzvah. That's what it's more intense than a brother. What do we say?